The Mountain Accord System groups have been busy for months now, compiling, amassing, sorting, and collecting the visions and interests of several dozen public and private stakeholders in and around the Central Wasatch. From the U.S. Forest Service to Park City Municipal, from all the ski resorts to water systems to mass transit systems, any decision makers who are deciding for the rest of us are involved. The Mountain Accord process is still in its infancy and so far hasn't congealed into specifics, but says Park City Councilmember Liza Simpson, who sits on the Transportation Committee, that's because it's early in the process of completing an overarching plan for the Wasatch. If you'd like to get an idea of what the various groups are talking about involving all of our futures, there are a variety of meetings on Tuesday and Wednesday, June 24th and 25th at the New Park Hotel.
This is pretty cool because it is a great opportunity for citizens to come and listen and see what the group is doing. We've had several meetings already, each of these subgroups. So we're kind of really starting to get into the meat of the process. And you don't have to drive all the way down to Salt Lake to do it. It's right there at New Park.
Park City Councilmember Andy Bierman is on the executive committee for the Mountain Accord. He says that while the first months of meetings dealt with existing conditions, the meetings next week will include the scope of vision between economy, transportation, recreation, and environment.
How they would like the Wasatch to look in the next 20 or 30 years. And so you're going to get a look at these visions. They're bringing the drafts in for the groups to review and tweak at this meeting. So it's when things start to get interesting. And then the next step will be we start to converge those visions. So the groups start to get together and compare what's the vision for economy versus environment, say. And that's where I think it gets tricky.
Visit mountainaccord.com to find out specific agendas for the different topics next week.
They're pretty tightly run, and each meeting, well, it's the largest meeting I ever go to. I think there are 35 people who are different stakeholders that are part of the committee that are around the table. And as you know, with a meeting that big with that many people, you really got to run it pretty tightly or it descends into chaos. So there's not a chance for the public to give input, but it should be interesting.
If you miss those meetings, also on July 14th from 3:30 to 5 p.m. at the Treasure Mountain Inn in Park City, there's an executive meeting of the Mountain Accord also open to the public. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.